you know, whenever you've worked all your life on a farm, you don't like some foreign country coming in here and saying, well, we're going to take that land from you.
Sue Kelso doesn't have fond memories of her dealings with TransCanada.
They never intended to negotiate. Their idea was bully, 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 and people would cave in.
Kelso's 180 acres are tucked into the heart of rural southeast Oklahoma. Her thin, almost fragile frame contrasts her tough-as-nails attitude. But her expression softens when she talks about growing up here.
My mom always had a big garden, and we canned, and we farmed. That's one thing. We had a very happy childhood here.
Kelso headed for Dallas after school, got married, had a family, a career. But she knew where she wanted to be after retirement.
And then there comes a time whenever your kids all marry and leave home and everything, then it's time to go home.
From Cushing to the Red River, hundreds of Oklahoma landowners settled with TransCanada. A few saw their land condemned, but not Kelso, apparently by being stubborn.
They sent a field rep out, and they offered hardly anything, you know. And we said, no.
She says TransCanada upped the offer to $3,000.
I said, we're not going to settle for $3,000. Well, what's the smallest amount you'll take? And I told her, and she said, well, they'll never go for that. So she said she would go back to the negotiating table with it.
The company won't comment on the numbers, but Kelso says an attorney for TransCanada contacted her next, and the offer more than doubled. And she reluctantly considered it, with a few stipulations, including the removal of a gag order.
He started calling me on the phone and emailing me, and finally, late that afternoon, I finally answered his phone, and oh, he was mad. And he said, we're not making any more changes to that contract. You have wasted 3 weeks of my time, and I'm not going to mess with you anymore.
Condemnation seemed inevitable, but that was the last Kelso ever heard from TransCanada. Keystone Project Representative Jim Prescott explains.
That may be her interpretation of it. I'm not going to get into a he said, she said kind of thing with Ms. Kelso. The fact of the matter is we found a better route around the property involved, and we decided to move in that direction.
He disputes Kelso's claim that TransCanada bullied landowners, saying the company just has to be honest about the possible use of eminent domain.
If we don't show them that up front, we get accused of hiding it. And if we do show it to them up front, we get accused of being threatening and bullying.
So Kelso won, right?
I'm not happy that it's 25 feet from the farm.
Her concerns about the impact of an oil spill haven't been eased. TransCanada struck a deal with her next-door neighbor. Now the pipeline's easement runs adjacent to Kelso's property. And when the company's trucks and employees show up to work on the project, Kelso says she'll make sure her property isn't touched.
I'll be sitting right over there in that pasture with a gun. It may be my pellet gun, but I'll be sitting there.
For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Logan Layden.